CD 5.
Vimes slammed the watch house door behind him. Sergeant Colon looked up from his desk. He had a pleased expression.
"What's been happening, Fred?"
Colon took a deep breath.
"Interesting stuff, Captain. Me and Nobby did some detectoring up at the Fool's Guild. I've written it all down, what we found out. It's all here, a proper report."
"Fine.
All written down, look. Properly. Punctuation and everything.
Well done.
It's got commas and everything. Look.
I'm sure I shall enjoy it, Fred.
And the, and Cuddy and Detritus have found out stuff too. Cuddy's done a report too, but it's not got so much punctuation as mine."
"How long have I been asleep?"
"6 hours."
Vimes tried to make a mental space for all this and failed.
"I've got to get something inside me," he said. "Some coffee or something, and then the world will somehow be better."
Anyone strolling along Phaedra Road might have seen a troll and a dwarf apparently shouting at one another in excitement.
"A 2, 32, and 8, and a 1.
See? How many bricks in that pile?"
Pause.
"A 16, an 8, a 4, a 1.
Remember what I said about dividing by 8 and 2?
Longer pause.
2 and 9.
Right.
Right!
You can get there.
I can get there!
You're a natural at counting to 2.
I'm a natural at counting to 2.
If you can count to 2, you can count to anything.
If I can count to 2, I can count to anything.
And then the world is your mollusk.
My mollusk! What's a mollusk?"
Angua had to scurry to keep up with Carrot.
"Aren't we going to look in the opera house?" she said.
"Later. Anyone up there'll be long gone by the time we get there. We must tell the captain."
"You think she was killed by the same thing as Hammerhock?"
"Yes."
"There are 9er birds?"
"That's right."
"There are 1 bridge?"
"Right."
"There are 4 10 boats?"
"All right."
"There are 1,364 bricks?"
"Okay."
"There are..."
"I should give it a rest now. You don't want to wear everything out by counting."
"There are 1 running man."
"What? Where?"
Sham Hager's coffee was like molten lead, but it had this in its favour. When you drunk it, there was this overwhelming feeling of relief that you'd got to the bottom of the cup.
"That," said Vimes, "was a bloody awful cup of coffee, Sham."
"Right," said Hager.
"I mean, I've drunk a lot of bad coffee by time, but that was like having a saw dragged across my tongue. How long had it been boiling?"
"What's today's date?"
said Hager, cleaning a glass. He was generally cleaning glasses. No one ever found out what happened to the clean ones.
"August the 15th.
What year?"
Sham Hager smiled, or at least moved various muscles around his mouth. Sham Hager had run a successful eatery for many years by always smiling, never extending credit, and realizing that most of his customers wanted meals properly balanced between the 4 food groups: sugar, starch, grease, and burnt crunchy bits.
"I'd like a couple of eggs," said Vimes, "with the yolks real hard but the whites so runny they drip like treacle. And I want bacon, that special bacon all covered with bony nodules and dangling bits of fat, and a slice of fried bread, the kind that makes your arteries go clang just by looking at it."
Tough order," said Hager.
"You managed it yesterday, and give me some more coffee, black as midnight on a moonless night."
Hager looked surprised. That wasn't like Vimes.
"How black's that, then?" he said.
"Oh, pretty damn black, I should think."
"Not necessarily."
"What?"
"You get more stars on a moonless night, stands to reason. They show up more. It can be quite bright on a moonless night."
Vimes sighed.
"An overcast moonless night," he said.
Hager looked carefully at his coffee pot.
"Cumulus or cirronimbus?"
"I'm sorry, what did you say?"
"You get city lights reflected off cumulus, because it's low-lying, see? Mind you, you can get high-altitude scatter off the ice crystals in..."
"A moonless night," said Vimes in a hollow voice, "that is as black as that coffee."
"Right."
"And a donut."